We learned last week V'chein kosev b'ser yasecha V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos. We learned last week why is it that it has to say V'chein kosev b'ser yasecha, what the V'chein kosev b'ser yasecha is. We said over a word from Abchaim, that was the end of the shiur last week, that just like Shabbos is just like Luchos are a bris, so too is a Shabbos is a bris, because it says Bris Olam. Let us see a little bit more Bariches Kama Inyonim to understand what the V'chein Kosev B'Seir Yasecha means. We will start with a piece of Chassam Sefer, and we will learn this Chassam Sefer for many reasons. First of all, it will give us a little bit understanding in things that we don't know. It says in Mechilta, in Parshas Yisrei, a Mechilta Perek Ches, Parsha Ches in Yisrei, Rashi in Shir Hashirim brings it, Rashi in Shir Hashirim, Kapitel Dalet, Pasuk Hei, and other Chazalim, and in a Yoitzer on the second day of Shavuos. We will read the Yoitzer, which the Yoitzer is built on this Mechilta, and which Rashi brings. We know there are two Luchais, 5 and 5. 2 Luchais, 5 and 5. And we also know that the Shlach HaKadosh teaches us already Be'etzem Itzev Shefaran Shlach, that that's the reason why we have 10 fingers, 5 and 5. It's Mechuvin Keneged the Luchis. Hazeh Shteitin Shlach, it could be it's even before the Shlach. Oh, but there are 5 mul 5. Shteit in Chazal, Chamisha mul Chamisha. The 5 Luchis are one against the other, and they correspond one against the other. We will read a Loshen of the Yoitzeh. Chakakom, the Rebbeinu Shalom was chaykik zeke neged ze ledorsha, kivnom chamisha mul chamisha. He was mechavim 5 against 5. Now we will see how Shabbos is mechoven against leisane bereyacha. On one side it says leisane bereyacha, on the other side it says Shabbos, zok the yoitzer, Zocher es yoyim ha-shabbos kenegdoi loisane hizir b'mishivas. Pen tishaker, if you will not keep Shabbos, v'toitzi dibas. You will be moitzi a dibar ro on the Rebbeinu Shalom that he also did malacha on Shabbos. Kol mechalel yoyim kodesh b'zodoin ki ilu meyid edu sheker ba'odoin. That's the lashon of the Payet, built on a mechilta in Parasha Ches, that a mechalel Shabbos is made sheker on the Eibishter. We know Gemara in Kol Kisvei, Kol Oimer Vayichulu, Erev Shabbos is an Eidus on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There is the other side of the Matbeah, there's a different side of the coin. The other side of the coin is, Amachal Shabbos is over on Leisane. That's this Yoitzer, that's this Mechilta. Let us hear a Nigadike piece of Chassam Sofer. What are the questions that Chassam Sofer wants to explain? First of all, V'chein kosev b'seir yasecha, what do you need it for? If it says in the Luchos, what do you need v'chein kosev b'seir yasecha? Secondly, the Chassam Sofer is a question which we didn't address. The Luchos don't say in the Torah. The Luchos are also in the Torah. But it's v'chein kosev b'seir yasecha. Shnei Luchos avonim ha'ered b'yodai. So it says in the Luchos. It's supposed to have shtein v'chein kosev b'seir yasecha ki'ilu the Luchos are not Torah. The Luchos are also Torah. Third question, it says, Shnei Luchos avonim ha'ered b'yodai. We said already a Torah b'shem the Imre Emes on this, but the Chassam Sofer is this question. It only says Shabbos in one of the Luchos, not in both. If you want to write, you should have written the following: Luchos Avonim Hoyred B'Yodai V'Kosev Behem Shmira Shabbos. Shnei Luchos Avonim is mashma in 2 Luchos. It was written Shmira Shabbos. Where was it written in 2 Luchos Shmira Shabbos? Zok the Heilige Chassam Sofer that we just learned a Mechilta, a Yoitzer, that says that whoever is Mechal Shabbos is over Loisane. Half of a fellow, the Kichsam Sefer, who Shnei Luchos Avonim Oyed B'Yodai V'Kosev Behem Shmira Shabbos. One is Zocher Shomer Yom HaShabbos, the other one is Loisane. Loisane is also Shabbos, because you made the Sheker. So that's why it says V'Kosev Behem in both of them, in both Luchos. Agoin is Niflof and Achsam Sefer, That says in both of them, the state in Heilige Chassam Sofer in Drashis. Zog the Heilige Chassam Sofer, half of a feledik. In the first Luchos, it says, Leisane Bereacha Eid Shoker. In the second luchas it says, Leisane bereacha eid shof. What's the difference between sheker and shof? Sheker is something that's not mefursim. Shof is something that's mefursim. If a person swears on a table that it's a table, it's shof. Because the dover you do a lakoil. If somebody swears on a table that it's a stone, it's also shof. Because the dover you do a lakoil, that's not emes. Somebody says, I'm going to eat. And he did eat. Even though he didn't eat, but it's not yidua lakoil. So it's only called sheker. So we know the agdara, what's called sheker, what's not called sheker. Yes. Now in the first luchas, what does it say? Zocher es yoim ashabas lekatshay. What does zocher mean? The chreyu alayayin. You should say a mitzvah esah, that you should say the truth. You should be a meyid on the Rebbeinu Shalom vayichulu hashamayim va'aretz. You should say that the Rebbeinu Shalom was buried the world and be mekadosh on the yayin. That's was a chreyu. Now, if a person didn't do it, he didn't make kiddush. He wasn't zeichet the Rebbeinu Shalom at all, so he didn't say emes. So did he say sheker? He didn't say sheker. He said sheker. How did he say sheker? So it's not sheker. It's not sheker. What then is it? L'chayra, it says zocher, you should say the emes. And loisana is, even sheker he shouldn't say. Because it's not shov at all. Shov it surely isn't. Because he's not saying anything shov. All he's doing is he's missing the edus. So the most that it could be is that he's meshaken in it. But it's not goli l'koil that he's not saying the truth. So that's why what's on the other side? On the other side is only loisana bereacha eid sheker. What does it say in the second luchas? Shomer es yom haShabbos lekatshei. What does shomer mean? You have to watch Shabbos. You have to keep Shabbos. So a person that doesn't keep Shabbos and is mechalul Shabbos, he's not saying that he's saying sheker. He's saying that he's a kofer beikir. He's kofer in ofen azach. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the world in 6 days, and you're saying not like that. It is shov. That's why it says loisana bereacha eid shov. Because that person that's mechal Shabbos, he's over on the Shomer, it's Yom HaShabbos, the Kach, the Gdei, the Kachsam Sefer. What he's doing, he's Kofer. That's why it says in the Luchas Achreinais, Ki Eved Ayisa B'Mitzrayim. Why in the Luchas Achreinais do we talk about Mitzrayim and not the Luchas Rishainis? Where do we know that it's open for the whole world, that the Rebbeinu Shalom controlled the world? When did we learn that the Rebbeinu Shalom was the Borei of the world? In Mitzrayim we learned that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Borei in the world. With the Makis, that's when the Rebbeinu Shalom taught us, Loidia, he was Meidias, that he is the Shoylet on the Al-Yoinim and Tachtoinim, as we say every day in the Shem Yichud on Tvilim. So we know clear, that's when we became Edim on the Rebbeinu Shalom. So this person that's Koifer on the Ashgocha, and he's not being Shoymer Shabbos, so why is it an Eid Shov? It's an eight shov because he was in Mitzrayim. And there was Goli v'yidu l'akoyel that is the Rebbeinu Shalom. So he's an eight shov. Thus is the Hafla, the Kichsam Sefer, Chelik Aleph in Droshes, Tavkuf, Yud, Omed, Beis. But the Kichsam Sefer now is going to tell us exactly what we are saying. So Shnei Luchas Havonim Hoyed B'yodoi is what? Is one is Shmir Shabbos and one is Loisane. V'chein Kosev B'ser Esecha. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos. What are we saying in Shamru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos? That's exactly what we're saying over there. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is oisu b'nei b'nei Yisrael, oisu l'olam. That what? That v'sheshes yomim, the Rebbeinu Shel created the world. That's why it's a befeidish, that it's a eidus sheker. Because we're saying, we know clearly that v'shamru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos says eidus. That's v'chein kosev b'ser ha-Secha. He's saying that Shnei luchas avonim, because leisana bereacha eid sheker or leisana bereacha eid shov. Where does it say that Shabbos is eidus? V'shamru b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos ki oisi l'beini b'nei Yisrael. That what? That tishesh is yom osa Hashem. That's why it's an eidus on the bria. Thus is the first word a neirudike beautiful word from the Chassam Sofer. Chutz the shenkeit from the word, it teaches us a lot about the mitzias of Shabbos. That a person is makhish the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and sepchina of eidus sheker and is over loisana. I'm not going to go into a different piece of Chassam Sofer in Chidushim in Shavuos, but it's kedai that a person should look up a Gemara in Shavuos Dav Chof Amid Beis. The Gemara in Shavuos Dav Chof Amid Beis talks about shov and sheker, and the Gemara wants to know if it was b'dibre echad memru or not. It says sheker and shov in the two dibres. And the Gemara goes and says, "My dover echoten, What does it mean? Shav and Sheker is Dove Echadain? The Bidibe Echad Nemru. Kidetanya Zacha Vishama Bidibe Echad Nemru. Frag the Heilig, I'm sorry, for why do you have to say Kidetanya Zacha Vishama Bidibe Echad Nemru? For what reason does it have to say Zacha Vishama Bidibe Echad Nemru? Why is it Tolui Zeb Bezeh? Why is it Tolui Zeb Bezeh Zacha Vishama Bidibe Echad Nemru? Is Tolui if Shav and Sheker were Bidibe Echad Nemru? Zog the Heilig, I'm sorry, for Amore de Kizach. There's a mechilta, I am going to say over most of the Chassam Sofer. In the Chidushim in Shavuos, more of the Chassam Sofer, also it's Negeya, the Chidush of Shabbos. Zacher v'Shomer, there is a mechilta that talks about what Zacher means and what Shomer means. So he says, Shomer means Moisiv Zayin on Shabbos Milafonov. You have to wait for the Shabbos. Middle of the week, Shomer is Yom HaShabbos Lekachay. Shomer is from Loshon Oviv, Shomer is Adover. You wait for the Shabbos. You have a cheshik for the Shabbos, a chukah for the Shabbos, and you can't wait to come into the Shabbos. So memela, you bring the Shabbos earlier. That's one thing. That's one avoda. There's another avoda of zocher es yom haShabbos. When is zocher es yom haShabbos? If the Shabbos. What's if the Shabbos? If the Shabbos went away, you should remember the Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, to be malav of the Shabbos, to take the Shabbos with you. Zocher is on something that happened already. Remember the Shabbos. So Zocher goes on Motzei Shabbos. So again, it's a mechilta. Shomer goes before Shabbos, that's Tosfos Shabbos Melefonov. Zocher is Tosfos Shabbos Mila'achrov. Moridik. Zok de'elig ichsam sefer, oy bazoi, there is Shav and Sheker. Why? Why is one Shav and one Sheker? Again, what's Shav? Shav is a Metzius that's already Nisbar, that's not true. And one is Sheker. What's Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos? Kibishesh es Yom Osa Hashem. And now it's coming Shabbos that the Eibishter was Mechala Malachtei. So when a person comes Erev Shabbos and says Vayichulu, he's made on that the Eibishter was Shavis on Shabbos and he created the Bria in 6 days. Somebody that's makhish that, he's makhish that metzias. You could say he's made, that's not true. So mezele, he's made, that's not true. So mezele, shomer, that says in Dibris Achroinois, it says shov, because that thing is a fact that Rebbe Yisrael created the world in 6 days. So mezele, that person that's makhish it in the shomer, in the Kabbalah Shabbos, which is the say Eidos that Rebbe Yisrael created the world in 6 days, and he doesn't do that. That's Shav because it's Lishaava. What happens in Motzei Shabbos? He doesn't do Zocher. What else he doesn't do Zocher? He doesn't do it LaAchrov. That he can't. It's not clear that the Hamshach of Shabbos goes to Motzei Shabbos. That the Kedusha of Shabbos is Nimshach. He doesn't want to believe in that. So he's not Moisif on Shabbos LaAchrov. That's only Sheker. Because that's not clear for the whole world that Shabbos is Mashpia afterwards. The Erev Shabbos Tosfos, which that's the Eidus on the Bria, that's Shav. So Shomer is Shav. Over Masha'en Kain, the Motzei Shabbos, it's not clear, that's only Sheker. Those are the Heilige Chassam Sefer. So Ibazoi, just like Zocher and Shomer were with the Be'echad Nemru, so Shav and Sheker were with the Be'echad Nemru. Because they're totally Zeh B'Zeh. So it's half of a fellow of the Gemara. When the Gemara wants to say that Shav and Sheker were with the Be'echad, Zok the Gemara, because Zocher and Shomer were with the Be'echad. Because they're totally Zeh B'Zeh. You know why this is Shav? Because this is Shomer. This is Sheker, because this is Zocher. So in Meila, the Gemara is totally Zeh B'Zeh. Zok the Gemara, no. Zocher and Shomer, you need at Noshem Achayev B'Kiddush Hayom. Noshem Achayev B'Kiddush Hayom. Oy Bazoi, you don't say anymore that Zocher goes on Motzei Shabbos and Shomer goes on Erev Shabbos. Because it's for a different reason. It goes on what? On Kiddush Hayom. So the Gemara says, Oy Bazoi, it's Tzik Shver. Why do you need Shav and Sheker? What do you need? My Hilchus is Shav and Sheker with the Be'ech and Nemru. Because Takatoli Zeh B'Zeh. That's how the Chassam Sofer learns the Gemara in Shavuos of Chof Amud Beis. It's Kedai to look up the Gemara again to chap the good beauty of the Chassam Sofer. It's in Chedushim in Masechta Shavuos. Let's come back to what we are going to learn. Two more pshatim in the V'chein Kosev B'Seir HaSecha. Two Neuradik pshatim in the V'chein Kosev B'Seir HaSecha. In Chedushim Chassam Sofer, in the five volumes in Parshas Kisisa, the Chassam Sofer says a davar nifla. The Chassam Sofer says the following. before Luchos Achronos, there was Cheirus completely. So it was like La'osid Lovay. What's La'osid Lovay? La'osid Lovay is Omdu Zorim Ru'utzeinchem. We don't work a whole week in La'osid Lovay. They'll have 2,800 Avodim every year. Everything will be done by somebody else. So if so, in that matzev, is what is Shabbos? Shomer? A whole week you don't work. So it's not Nikir the Shomer from Shabbos. What is Nikir Shabbos? Only the Zohar. That's why in Luchos Rishonos it says Zohar. In Luchos Rishonos, which was the Darga of La'osid, that everybody was in free from doing Avodas B'nei Adam, Cheirus Mimalach HaMoves, Cheirus Miyetzahara, complete Cheirus like La'osid, Ani Amati, Elohimatem, of the Elyon Kulchem. In that matzav, there was no Avodah in the middle of the week. So Memele, that Sheshes Yomim Tavid, Vasisa Komalach Techa, what was the Sheshes Yomim Tavid? La'ovdo l'shamra, la'ovdo b'mitzis asei, l'shamra b'mitzis lo'isese. It wasn't Nikir the Shabbos in the Shomer of Shabbos. What then was Nikir the Shabbos? Zachar is Yom HaShabbos le'katshay. In the Kumbasei of Shabbos, it was Nikir the Iker, the Kriya of Shabbos, the Schira la'kais, the Is'alus from Shabbos, the Oynik of Shabbos. That was Nikir in Dibris Achreinus. In Dibris Rishainus. In Dibris Achreinus, the tables changed. In Dibris Achreinus, we went back to normal life. We went back to working 6 days a week. The Iker of Shabbos was that Sheshes Yom they did Malacha, and Shabbos was Niker and Shvisim and Malacha. And then the Shomer was the Iker. The Zohar of Shabbos wasn't in the same Madrega like it was in Dibris Rishonos. So there it says Shomer the Iker. That means really in both you had both. You had in the first Dibris Shomer and Zohar, and the second Dibris Shomer and Zohar. But what? The Shiloh, what was the Iker? In the first Dibris, the Iker was Zohar. In the second Dibris, the Iker was Shomer. Afle the Kechejman from the Chsam Sefer. Zog the Chsam Sefer. Aber v'shomru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos. When does that say in Pashas Kisisa? Before the Egel. So Chsam Sefer goes with the Shittas Rishonim that Pasha was written taka before the Egel. So why does it say v'shomru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos? It shouldn't say v'shomru. It should say v'tizkiru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos. Nein, zog the Heilige Chsam Sefer. They were oisik in Meleches HaMishkan a whole week. So there in Meleches HaMishkan, Achas Shabtzoyset Yishmeru Lamayit Shabbos Meleches HaMishkan, that's that parasha of Vishomru. So Vishomru B'nai Yisrael HaShabbos, it was Nikid Vishomru. Why was it Nikid Vishomru? A whole week they worked on the Mishkan. So you come in the Heilige Shabbos, they didn't work on the Mishkan. So then there was a Vishomru, even in the Luchos Rishonos. That's what we say in our davening. We're talking about the Luchos Rishonos, not like we learned last week. Last week we learned the Mahalach that Yismach Moshe is talking about the Dibris Achronos. The Heilige Chsam Sefer says it's talking about the Dibris Rishonos. V'kosov behem Shmira Shabbos. It should say V'kosov behem Schira Shabbos. Teretz says it said both. Both, like the Rambam. But the Iker is the Schira. Why am I chapping on Shmira? V'alve chen kosov v'seret secha, even by the Dibris Rishonos. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos. That's what the V'chein Kosev B'Seret Secha is coming to bring. The V'chein Kosev B'Seret Secha is coming to prove that Nekuda, that even in the Dibris Rishonos there was a Matzav of Shmira. When? In Meleches HaMishkan. That's the V'chein Kosev B'Seret Secha V'Shomru. Hazoi shteit in Heilig Yichsam Sefer, in Parashas Kisisa, on the Pasuk of V'Shomru, Hafel of a fella in Pshat, what the Pshat is, the V'chein, what the Kosev Mem Shmira Shabbos means in both, in the first Luchas also, because it said both, the Ika was Zohar. No, the Chen Kosev Be'Secha, that there was a Veshomer on the Bedibus Rishonos also, Klape the Meleches HaMishkan. There's one more Nekuda that I want to bring out, a Vichtige Nekuda, which I'm not going to be Marechin, because it's a Zaitige Nekuda, of a very beautiful Nekuda. We all know that when we learn the Sedibus, we learn with Tam Elyon. I believe that 90% of the world doesn't know what Tam Elyon means. What's the Chilik Tam Elyon, Tam Tachtein? What does it mean, Tam Elyon, Tam Tachtein? The Pshat in Tam Elyon, Tam Tachtein, the way it's Mavuya, Klar is that there is Luchos Mitzad, a Chilik of the Torah, and there is Luchos Mitzad, the way they were given in Aseres HaDibros. That means the following. The Aseres HaDibros were given as Aseres HaDibros, not as a chelik of the Torah. The Aseres HaDibros, we were rewritten in the Torah what said in the Aseres HaDibros. When we created the Aseres HaDibros, we're not created the Aseres HaDibros mitzad Torah, we're created the Aseres HaDibros mitzad Aseres HaDibros. And what's the Tam of the Aseres HaDibros? Tam Elyon. So that's the Pshat and Tam Elyon, meaning the Aseres HaDibros have two Nikudis. There's Aseres HaDibros, and there is the Aseres HaDibros mitzad Malse Shteit in the Torah Gidosha. Mitzad what is Aseres HaDibros HaBris? Mitzad what it says in the Torah? No. Mitzad Lucha is HaBris. So when we said last week that Rab Chaim says that what's the yichus of that it says v'shnei luchas avonim hoyed biyodeh v'kosu v'hem shmira Shabbos, that's luchas abris. That luchas abris is not Torah. That luchas abris is luchas abris. So it's very good v'chein kosu v'sera secha. You could say taka v'chein kosu v'sera secha. What did we ask a kasha before from the Chassam Sofer? What, the luchas are not Torah? The luchas are also Torah. So how can you say v'chein kosu v'sera secha? The Torah says that it's a bris is mitzad luchas. And we're not saying that it says in the Torah. We're saying what it says mitzad luchas. And mitzad luchas, it's a bris. Then we're saying again, b'chen kosev, b'seir asecha, b'sham b'nei Yisrael, t'shabas, that it's a bris mitzad what it says in the Torah. That is the nekuda, why you could fe'enfe, b'chen kosev, b'seir asecha. We will learn just the first words of b'shamru b'nei Yisrael, es ha'shabas, la'asais es ha'shabas. What does it mean? V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha'Shabbos, la'asos es ha'Shabbos. La'asos is a very shvera word on Shabbos. Shabbos l'chayre is kviya v'kayma. Shabbos is something that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. What is the pshat in la'asos es ha'Shabbos? Another kasha, that's a b'yuduadik kasha. We say in Zmiris Friday night, m'ma'achrem lotzeis m'ma'arem lovay. The world is a kasha that's in the wrong order. It should say first Mamarim Lovay and then Ma'achim Lotzes, which is a Yiduidik Kasha. We will talk a portion of it. There is a Sefer, a Siddur, that was written by a Meshel Gelbstein, a Talmud for Tzemach Tzedek, a Talmud for Chedush Erim. And in that Sefer, it's a Siddur, a Kabbalah Siddur, but he brings a word that he heard from the Chedush Erim, Leil Shabbos Kedish Pashas Kisiso, a Neurodik Avot. The Chedush Erim said, why does it say, Bishamru B'nei Israel, Es Ashabas, Lasis Es Ashabas, Shomru Bnei Israel Ashabas, Lasis Ashabas. What is the Es Ashabas? The Gemara Darshans by Sokol Yisokol Es Asher, the Gemara Darshans Es Vilayochel Es Psara, Es Psara, Darshan, the Gemara Es Hatoful Psara, that goes on the earth. So Es is attached Tofel. If Es Ashabas is attached Tofel Ashabas, it means Toisvis Shabas. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha'Shabbos means Tois v'Shabbos. So the first Yisayit v'chidusherim is that es ha'Shabbos means Tois v'Shabbos. V'shamru Yisrael es ha'Shabbos, where do you start Tois v'Shabbos from? In Shulchan Aruch it's mavuya that Tois v'Shabbos la'achrov is a lot easier than Tois v'Shabbos lefonov. Because Tois v'Shabbos la'achrov, you have the Kedusha already. Tois v'Shabbos lefonov, you have to be mamshach Kedusha that you don't have yet. So which one is easier? Tois Shabbos, Afuki Yoyme is easier than a Yuli Yoyme, and it could even be, it's more Chomer in Halacha, because you have a Cheskas Shabbos. But Akoponim Itzicha, easier in Avodah to be Mamshech, something that you have, than to bring something that you don't have yet. Is what's the Avodah? First you start with Motzei Shabbos. You bring the Kedusha of Shabbos into the Yimei HaChol, Motzei Shabbos. That elevates the Yimei HaChol, that next week, you could bring the Kiddush of Shabbos in the beginning of Shabbos. It's v'shamru b'nei Israel es ha'Shabbos. They should bring the Shabbos in Motzei Shabbos. That's the first Tosfos Shabbos. La'asos es ha'Shabbos. The second week you're making the Tosfos Shabbos. The first week you're not making it. You're only mamshech Shabbos further. The second week you have to make a new asiyah. You have to cause something that doesn't exist. You have to make Motzei Shabbos, Kiddush Shabbos. That's la'asos es ha'Shabbos. That's why we say, Ama achrim lotzeis. Through that is Mamarim Lovay. You start with the Tosfos Shabbos on La'achrov, and from there you come to the Tosfos Shabbos to Lefonov. Now we will go and learn what Tosfos Shabbos means, how important Tosfos Shabbos is, what is the greater inyan of Tosfos Shabbos. We know that the Imre Emes told us that Shabbos is Mechaper on Averis, And Tosfos Shabbos is mechapa on averus that tshuva doesn't help on them. Hazoyt Emir Emes Megala Givein. It says in Emir Emes, few places, that Shabbos is shame Shabbos mechala loy, afil loy, vidav edizorik der enosh, moichlin loy. Shabbos, there's mechila. For Tosfos Shabbos, there's mechila even on such averus, chamuros, that it's hard to do tshuva. Tosfos Shabbos is the koyach to do tshuva even on such averus. What is the groyskeit from Tosfos Shabbos? Tosfos Shabbos is the koyach of marchiv zayn gevulei hakedusha. Tosfos Shabbos is taking the Shabbos into the Yemei Achol. It's making something that's mutter, and you're making it with kedusha. The avoid of Tosfos Shabbos, if one wants to know what the avoid of Tosfos Shabbos is, the avoid of Tosfos Shabbos is kadosh atzmach over mutterlach. That's the avoid of Tosfos Shabbos. Taking a dover that's mutter, or taking a dover that doesn't have kedusha, and being mekadosh it. That's the avoid of Tosfos Shabbos. That's the greatest of the avoid of Tosfos Shabbos. And that's the Rosh HaTevis of Amalek. Amalek is Rosh HaTevis, Kaddish, Atzmacha, Mutter, Loch. That's the Iker what Amalek doesn't want. The Iker what Amalek doesn't want is Kaddish, Atzmacha, Mutter, Loch. That's Amalek's greatest Molchama. That a person shouldn't go and be Moisev Gevulei HaKedusha. Stay within your Gevulei HaKedusha. You want to go and be Moisev Gevulei HaKedusha, that Amalek doesn't let. And that's Tosfos Shabbos is the Kvisha of Ra, and it has the koyach to be mechala the ganze ra. So Ibazoi will say two dvarim nifloim be koyach agematria. Two dvarim nifloim. Es Ashabos is be gematria 1108. Ja, stimmt? 707 and 401 is 1108. Es Ashabos. Das ist Gematria, der Dalit Ovis Nesiken, Shor, Bor, Mava, Hever, the four Ovis Nesiken in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah in Baba Kama, which we know as Meramez on the four Koiches Ara in the Bria, and it's Meramez, the Posik, Soif Pashas, Bashalach, Mochom al Hashem, Bamolek, Midur, Dur, the ganze Posik, Yod al Keis Ka, Mochom al Hashem, Bamolek, Midur, Dur, it says in a Sefer that it's also Gematria 1108, because that's the way you hold Mechom and Amalek. That Amalek that doesn't let his Galus HaKedusha in this world, and doesn't let Harchavos HaKedusha, if you'll be Shomer Es HaShabbos, you'll be Shomer the Tosfos Shabbos, you'll be Marchiv the Gevulei Shabbos, both ways, Sai Mulfonov and Sai Mulachrov, V'shomru B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, Lazos Es HaShabbos, that's how you are Mechoma, in the Ra, in the Briya, and all the Dalut Koiches Ra, and that's how you mechala the Yodal Keis Ka, Mechama Lashem, Bamalek, Midur, Dur.